Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today after we get rid of the morning fog, and it'll be around for a little bit. It's supposed to be turning mostly sunny, and we'll have a high around the mid-70s for today. Temperature-wise, right now in Kenosha, it is 53 degrees. It's 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 57, and 55 in Racine. State Senate did pass the Foxconn incentives measure totaling $3 billion yesterday. The bill now returns to the Assembly tomorrow with amendments before going to Governor Walker for final approval. Package, of course, to help Foxconn build that $10 billion plant here in southeast Wisconsin, believed to be in Mount Pleasant, and that could create some 13,000 jobs, according to officials. State Senator Van Wongard putting out a statement that called it a great day for Racine and Kenosha counties and the entire state of Wisconsin. Called it a message not just to Foxconn, but to every other manufacturer of cutting-edge technology that, quote, Wisconsin should be your new home, unquote. He also praised the cooperation between the state and many local governments and agencies involved. Meanwhile, thanks but no thanks was the message that came out yesterday from Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian. That in a letter to Governor Walker saying the city is no longer interested in hosting the Foxconn facility.
Our responsibility is to protect the city and make sure that whatever deal we cut works for the city as well as for the developer. There were a number of needs that had to happen, and we went to all the meetings, informed the legislature of what those concerns were, and the legislature decided not to make those modifications.
Antaramian adding the protections requested by the city would have had little effect on the deal itself. He says it's a difficult situation for Mount Pleasant, a different situation for the village, and the other site reportedly under consideration for that facility. The letter says it is not sour grapes, noting Kenosha will benefit from a Mount Pleasant location without taking the risk. After two live bed bugs were found, the Racine Public Library is going to be closed on Friday to allow a pest control company to come in, check around for any additional little critters for treatment if that's also necessary. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with the story.
According to a news release, one of the bed bugs was found in the circulation area and one on a returned DVD. In order to protect staff and the public, the library has contracted with Canine Detection and Inspection Services to inspect the entire building. If evidence of bed bugs is found, the library has contracted with Anderson Pest Solutions to treat the area. The building must be closed for several hours for these operations. The library will announce the results of the tests and if any treatment is needed on Friday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The owner-operator of Racine's Riverside Inn seeking to get the facility's liquor license reinstated, part of an agreement with the city that called for its suspension while problems with that facility were fixed, including those deemed cosmetic. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee took up the issue last evening. Assistant City Attorney Neu Tran going over the different points of the agreement and noted that Sam Naimi had met virtually every one that he was supposed to.
He was required to provide an updated application to correct the premises and the name. He has done that. So he did submit an application. The application would be for the bar and the lounge area and the banquet rather than the restaurant, which he had on the old application. He also has the correct trade name on there. He was also required to provide proof of residency that he's an in-state citizen in order to be an eligible agent. And he has done that. He submitted a lease.
Meanwhile, Tran pointing to the lack of three hired employees with operators' licenses is the only remaining issue of noncompliance. River Bluff Homeowners Association member Jay Matters spoke out against following the facility and allowing it to get the license renewed out of concern the past problems would resurface.
We do understand that there's been some recent improvements, very recent, but there's a very long-term track record here at this property. So the improvements have come at great effort of the city, is my understanding of the different departments, and we really appreciate the efforts that have been made to make those improvements, but we still see the trend as potentially deteriorating, especially if you add a liquor license to this property.
The committee agreed to defer the license issue until the employee applications can be vetted by the police department, while the agreement suspension on the Riverside Inn license expires September 20th. That would leave a gap until a vote is taken. The boyfriend of a Milwaukee woman whose remains were found in a wooded area off the interstate in Racine County last month has now been charged with murder. 28-year-old Sammy Miller of Milwaukee in Racine County Circuit Court for first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and being a felon possessing a firearm. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush setting bond at $500,000 with a preliminary hearing on the charges scheduled for September the 21st. Audrey Scott, last seen in the early morning hours of July the 4th at a tavern in Milwaukee. A witness said they traveled with Miller and Scott to Racine County and alleges that Miller pulled over at the secluded spot, said Miller took Scott into the woods, then he heard a shot. When investigators indicate that when the friend asked Miller why he did it, Miller responded he didn't want to go back to prison. And two men are facing charges, one of them accused of firing several shots from a car, with one of the bullets striking a home with three people inside. 23-year-old Isaiah Williams Goss and 23-year-old Devontae Woods arrested by Racine police on Monday. Several shots fired in the 1700 block of House Street. Witnesses had a passenger in a Jeep Liberty firing off 5 to 6 shots. An officer spotted that vehicle, and after a short chase, the two men were taken into custody. Court documents had Williams Goss claiming that he fired his gun because, well, he thought he had heard a gunshot and that he shot in the air. However, investigators say one of the bullets did penetrate the wall of that home. Both men going to be back in court later this month. The special election primary for mayor in the city of Racine is next Tuesday, and last night all 6 candidates participated in a 2-hour forum inside the Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park before a crowd of about 150. Regarding better diversity for citizen appointments by the mayor to committees, boards, and commissions, Corey Mason said it starts with community outreach.
It's not enough just to say all are welcome to apply. You've got to be proactive about it. You've got to have a plan in place. So all these appointments begin and end at some point. If you know that and you're worried about diversity as one of the considerations, you've got to do outreach to the community ahead of time.
Sandy Widener called City Hall right now a very dark place while welcoming everybody to participate in the process.
When we have a group of people sitting at the table, and I see it time after time because I attend most board meetings, commission meetings, and I see the same thing. No questions asked, no discussion, no debate. It's just, this is the recommendation from staff, and you plunge ahead. We need to have diversity.
Melvin Hargrove tied his answer to his 4A's position about city government and getting the right people into those positions to help the city.
Accumulate the data, assess the data, arrange the data, and then act on the data that we get. And from doing that, and we'll get a chance to meet with as many community groups and people as possible so that we can then pull from those groups, from those committees, from that information, who we believe will be best to sit on these boards and commissions and these committees.
Fabi Maldonado talked about changing from who you know to leaning on the experienced leaders in the community. Austin Rodriguez only offering up the goal of better reflecting the city's demographics. And Wally Rendon noting the makeup of those panels has virtually stayed the same over the years, and he said it needs to be changed. Other topics covered included the proposed event center, the city's role with Foxconn, and equality for the LGBT community. The top 2 finishers in next Tuesday's primary will compete in the October 17th general election, the winner taking over the mayor's job from Dennis Weiser November the 7th and filling out the rest of John Dickert's term up until April 2019. Well, after reporting yesterday that the Racine Common Council was going to be meeting tonight in Committee of the Whole on the latest regarding Machinery Row and a former developer, word came out from City Hall yesterday that it's now going to be a closed session with the possibility of litigation yet to come. Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell and his LLC lack of movement on the project along the Root River is part of tonight's discussion. Gorman & Company taking over the project, but its status is somewhat in limbo, in part because of needed state historic tax credits, which may or may not be still available. City of Racine Plan Commission has a meeting at 4:30 this afternoon in council chambers, and among the agenda items, a conditional use permit request by Greenspan Home Healthcare to operate a personnel office at 2124 16th Street, which would offer in-home services to the elderly and disabled. There's also an ordinance to rezone part of the Lutheran High School North Lawn area near Spring Street, removing it from a floodplain. And the architectural plan approval for the S.C. Johnson Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park, 9.4 acres worth, and including both support buildings and parking facilities, that is also on the agenda. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.